Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Fucking yuck. Oof. She's bitching about the food at Chuck E. Cheese. That's like going to a whorehouse and complaining about the decor. You can find me on Etsy. I'd rather find you dead in a ditch. Horrific. What the fuck do you need to say that for?
Hashtag ish.
I'm your classic girl next door. If she lived next door to me, I'd fucking move. Teamwork makes the dream work. No, it doesn't. It takes exactly 1 second to get out of your mouth. You're not saving any time. You're not in a rush. Motherfucker. Bro, you good? Ugh. I don't like it. At all. Welcome to the Jim Florentine Everybody is Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. Go to Florentine at barstoolsports.com. If you see anything out there that might be good for the podcast, please send it my way. All tour dates are up on jimflorentine.com. And yeah, that's about it. Awful Vanity Plates is this week's podcast. Just know, if you're driving and you see someone with a personalized license plate, they want to be noticed. That's the only reason they got it. No other reason whatsoever. They want people that are on the road or wherever they go with that car, to notice them. They need attention from strangers. They need that validation. You know, hey, oh, wow, what does that license plate mean? That's a funny license plate. I like your license plate. Is that like your nickname? They want people asking questions. Strangers in a parking lot. Most people want to just avoid people, and they're always creeped out. And they, you know, especially a woman coming out of like the supermarket, doesn't want, you know, feels like some guy following her out, you know, or trying to, you know, walk right past her in the parking lot to maybe start up a conversation. She feels that. And she feels a little threatened. Like, oh, I don't want to fucking talk to this guy. I got no makeup on. My hair's in a fucking bun. I look like shit. I just want to get home. And that guy's going to come over and go, hey, I like your license plate. I saw it when I was coming in. I didn't know exactly what it meant because you're missing a couple letters. Does that mean daddy's girl? Because, you know, I know you couldn't fit daddy's girl on a plate, but is that what that means? And this woman that doesn't want to be bothered has to answer this creep. Yeah, that's what it is. You know, obviously you couldn't fit it all, so I just tried to, you know, get whatever I could in there. And just, I figured people would know what it is with the D's and the G's and all that, daddy, girl, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, that's what it is. Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's awesome. That's really, I like that. Man, I gotta think about it. How much does that cost you? You know, as she's putting the packages in her car and she's fucking like, you gotta be kidding me. Dude, leave me alone. I have a boyfriend. I'm married. Don't you see my fucking wedding ring on my finger? Will you stop? I know what you're doing. Okay, I'm in my fucking yoga pants. I know you're following me, checking out my ass as I'm walking in a fucking supermarket. I just need to pick up a few things for lunch. You know, and I forget. I think it was like an extra, like $125 or $100. And, yeah, I think that's what it was. I forget because it was a couple of years ago when I got it. But, yeah, it's about $100. It might have gone up. Who knows? But, you know. Oh, that's great. Yeah, I was thinking about doing that too. That's good. Do you have to fill out any forms online or you just go to Motor Vehicles and you just go up to the counter and you go, hey, I would like to get this license plate. And you write down what you want on there. How does that work? I'm just curious. And now that woman is like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Dude, you're pathetic. Leave me alone. leave me alone. I don't need this shit. You know, she's like, no, you just bring it, go to Motor Vehicles and just tell them you want a personalized play. You got to fill out a separate form. And then, you know, they run a check to make sure someone doesn't have the same exact plate. And if it's good and they approve it, if it's not something obscene, they'll give you the plate. Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. Thank you. You live around here? And now that woman is just like clenching her fist. And you know what? She deserved it. She deserved every fucking bit of that. I don't like when men fucking harass women. There's no reason for it. Leave them alone. If they're not interested, fucking move on. Don't make them feel uncomfortable. Get the fucking hint. But in this case, it's her fault and she deserves it. She deserves that fucking annoying guy trying to pick her up in a parking lot, asking dumb questions when he could just look it up online in fucking 3 seconds he could find out. It's all her fucking fault. Because she wanted to get daddy's little girl on a license plate because she's close to her dad. Okay, you could just tell your dad, hey, you know, I'm daddy's little girl. You could tell your friends. You could tell everybody that hangs out with you. You could tell your dad, I'm daddy's little girl. That's why. It could be a little fucking family joke. But that's what you get for putting on a license plate. And now you're mad at this guy. You know, you're just annoyed, like fucking people, they don't leave me alone. Maybe you go on Facebook and you put a whole post up. Hey, if someone's just going out in the parking lot, can you leave me alone? I felt threatened. I just wanted to get home. I had an appointment or whatever the fuck it was, and I was late for it because this guy kept talking to me. It's your fault. It's your fault because you wanted to let everybody on the road know to your daddy's little girl. Okay, maybe daddy bought you the car. You could just give him a hug and say, thanks, dad, I love you. You're always there for me. I'll always appreciate you. You could do that. You really don't have to show your appreciation by getting daddy's little girl on your fucking license plate. All right, he gets it. You know, your dad knows if you really like him or not. He can kind of fucking sense that. The license plate, the personalized license plate is not going to drive that point home at all. But you did it because you wanted attention. You don't get enough attention. You know, you obviously have some issues with your mom. That's why your daddy's a little girl. You know, you don't really get along with your mom, but your dad kisses your ass. Dad lets you get away from murder. Dad always bails you out when you fuck up. Not mom. Mom's a little tough on you, right? You feel like competition between you and your mom. So you flock towards daddy, and now you got fucking daddy's little girl, and now you got some creep in a parking lot asking you a million questions, hoping maybe, you know, you guys can go out on a date somewhere. And that's what he's really trying to do. But you drew the attention to yourself. It's not that guy's fault. It's yours. But you won't see through that. You know, your excuse will be, well, look, I'm allowed to get a license plate, okay? I can get whatever I want. All right, that guy should know better than to come up to me and try to pick me up in a parking lot of a supermarket when I got no makeup on. You think a guy cares that you don't have any makeup on? You think that guy saw you in the fucking aisle and was like, hey, you know, I want to go try to hit on that chick, but, you know, she don't have any makeup on, so I'm going to leave her alone. He doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't care if you got shit smeared on your face. He still might try to pick you up. He's not thinking all those things. But hey, you got daddy's little girl. That's all you wanted. You wanted that attention. You got it. That's what you wanted. You wanted people to look at you. I guess you just didn't want people to comment on it. You wanted people to look at you when they pulled up to a light, go, oh, there must be a girl in there. Oh, yeah, I guess she likes her dad. That's good that, you know, you're bragging that you're a kid and you like your dad, because that doesn't happen too often. You're really special. Aren't you? You're really special that your dad loves you and you love your dad. Because that doesn't happen that often. It's good that you got it on a license plate to let everyone know that. You know, I don't know if your friends go, you know, I'm daddy's little girl too. No, you can't be, because I got it on a license plate, so you can't get it too. Just me. It's pathetic. It's sad. It's childish. It's everything. It's everything wrong with
with society that you constantly need strangers to focus on you. You can't just have your little circle of friends and your family that you hang with, that you're comfortable around. Let's bring a bunch of people that 99% of the time you would never hang out with to begin with. Let them in your life too. Let them just keep looking at you and looking at you. And when you feel threatened, when you're at a traffic light and you could feel somebody at the light next to you, some dude fucking staring at you, hoping that you'll look his way so he can wave. And you're like, please let the traffic light turn green, please. Oh, this is so uncomfortable. And it's like 2 minutes long and you feel the guy fucking hovering. You know, everybody can feel that. And you're like, I'm just not in the mood. Leave me the fuck alone. I'm just out and about running errands. Right? Especially when a guy does it to a woman, just minding her own business behind a wheel, and he just keeps staring and she knows he's staring. And you're mad. And you can't even pull up a little so he can't stare anymore because you're fucking a foot away from the bumper in front of you. So you're stuck. That's all your fault because you drew attention to yourself. All your fault. But I know you won't think it is your fault. It's all the man's fault. What a creep. Men are pigs. I can't stand them. Leave me alone. That's what you're going to blame it on. Not your license. Well, I'm allowed to have a license plate if I want to. Okay, that's fine. But just know this is what could be a problem. Just like you get behind a wheel and you drive drunk, just know you could go to jail for 10 years. If you kill somebody, you'll go to jail for manslaughter for 10 years. So just know that. Put that in the back of your mind. So don't complain when, you know, you're only a block away from your house and some fucking homeless guy walked out of the woods, you know, and almost walked into your car on purpose like he wanted to do it. Don't blame it on that. And I was right three houses away. And this guy came out of nowhere. Okay, so you could say all you want. But just know you could go to jail for 10 years if you kill somebody. That, you know, so put that, factor that in that decision. You want to leave your car at the bar because you had a few too many drinks, but then you don't want to take an Uber because then you have to take an Uber back in the morning to go get your car, or you have to get a ride from somebody, you know, to go get your car and it's 30 minutes away and you don't want to do that because it's a pain in the ass. You don't know who you're going to ask, whatever it is. All that factor in that decision, just know that if you do get behind that wheel, you might. There's a possibility. And when you get that license plate, there's a possibility that fucking people are going to bother you because you drew attention to yourself. Now let's get to a couple of things that never happened before we move on with the license plates, which we haven't even got to yet. I just made up a fucking daddy's little girl, and this is where we are now. Jay sent this one in. He goes, Jim, this woman wrote, I just walked in on my daughter trying to draw stretch marks on her belly so she could look like me. And I feel like 2 decades worth of feeling not thin or pretty enough vanished in those 20 seconds. And then she writes, it's the little things like this. Hashtag mom feels. So you just walked in on your daughter drawing on her stomach. You walked in on your daughter trying to draw stretch marks on her belly so she could look like you. So she didn't tell you she was going to do this beforehand. What was she going to do if she was in a room and she got a marker or whatever the fuck she was using, or a pen, and started drawing stretch marks? When she was done, was she going to go, hey, mom, look, I want to look like you? Was that what she's going to do? But it's weird how you just walked in on her doing that. Or was she just going to hide it and walk around with those fucking marks on her belly? Or do you just want sympathy and you want everyone to go, you're beautiful the way you are. Don't worry about it. You're an amazing person on the inside. That's all that matters. I have stretch marks too. We all have stretch marks. That's a sign of, you know, a grown woman, a strong woman, whatever the fuck they want to use now. You sure you walked in on your daughter doing that? So 2 decades worth of feeling not thin or pretty enough vanished in those 20 seconds. So it took you 20 seconds to walk in and, hey, what are you doing? Hold on, it's not 20 seconds. We're only at 5 seconds. What do you mean, Mom? What are you doing with that marker and making marks on your belly for? Well, why keep saying, well, it's not 20 seconds yet. I want to feel like you. I want to show you that I don't care about stretch marks. Okay. Yeah. But mine, I can't fucking wash off. Mine are permanent. You can wash that marker off. And if you got a boyfriend, he comes over later and you show, hey, look at my belly. Why'd you write on your stomach? Nah, these are stretch marks. Yeah. I didn't know stretch marks were fucking black. So it took, you know, 2 decades, 20 years to realize that, you know, you're fine now with the stretch marks. That's all it took. So maybe some other people that read this, other women that have stretch marks and they're not happy about it. Maybe if they read this, they go, I'm good now too. Holy shit. That only took me 15 years. Thank you. I would have had another 5 years of misery. Okay? You didn't just walk in on your daughter. You're full of shit. You wanted people to say you look amazing the way you are. You're beautiful to me. I wish I weighed what you did. You're crazy to say that, you know. You're not thin. You're thin. You've always been thin. All of that shit. That's what you wanted from people. You're having a bad fucking moment. You needed some attention. You felt bad about your body. You got a lot of shit going on. You know, when you're feeling down, you go reach for the ice cream. You know, you can't get your ass to the gym. All of that stuff going on. You're exhausted, fucking raising kids. A lot of shit going on in your life. And you just wanted everyone to tell you you look thin. Once you know, you could just call one of your friends and go, hey, could you tell me I look thin just so I feel better? Like, you're basically just setting that stuff up. It's almost like, you know, an actor learning lines. Hey, could you just tell me that I look thin in this scene? Because I need that. Even though, you know, you're probably lying and you know that I'm not thin. Could you just say that to me? Because that's going to make me feel better. Even though I know, you know, that I need to still lose some weight. Could you just tell me that I'm thin? Look, perfectly fine when your girl's like, hey, I think I put a few on, man. I feel bad. I don't feel good. I don't feel good about my appearance. That, honey, you look amazing. You look amazing. Stop. No, I feel like shit. I look like shit. You look amazing. You want to say, you say that, always say that to your girl. Always. You just don't have to fucking fish for compliments on fit. You don't have to make up a story like this to get compliments from, you know, some of your friends and some other complete strangers. Okay? Well, you don't have to broadcast that you have stretch marks. You know, it's just like these women that fucking Lizzo, whatever that fucking, that fat black chick. Whatever, you know, she's always in a bikini. I love my body, you know, like this. I'm proud of it. No, you're not. You're really not. You know what I mean? So then all the women go, yeah, I have stretch marks. We know. You had a couple kids. Maybe you put on some weight. You've been going up and down. Guys can get stretch marks too. Everybody can. All right, we all know they exist. You really don't have to tell us that you have them. I'm not going to go, you're fucking brave. I mean, you're a woman with a couple of kids in your late 30s and you have stretch marks. You're so brave to admit that. 98% of you have fucking stretch marks. We understand. We've seen them. The guy might have them too. Let's move the fuck on. All right? That's part of getting old. That's part of fucking your weight going up and down. It's part of about having kids. Not that big of a deal. You're not brave by putting that out there. You're just fucking, you're a lonely person that needs validation from other people. And it's sad. Look in the mirror, look at your stretch mark. I like myself. I don't give a fuck. What do I care? So what? I had a good run. I had a good run without stretch marks. I used to look fucking amazing in a bikini. But I'm in my fucking late 30s, early 40s. And shit's starting to droop. What am I going to do? All right, one more here. This woman posted, ladies, be careful out there, not just in Orlando. She writes, last night around midnight, I got a call from my daughter. She lives in Orlando, and I'd gotten off of work around 10:30 p.m. She stopped to get gas on her way home since she had been running behind before work and was unable to stop. We don't need to know that. We really don't need to know that she didn't have time to get gas on her way to work, so she had to get it on the way back. Means nothing to the story. Nobody gives a fuck that she was running late. Nobody cares when you got, why'd you get gas at 10:30 instead of 4 in the afternoon? Nobody, and I mean nobody, gives a fuck. You could have left that out. It means nothing to the story. Nothing. Okay, she goes, she noticed a couple of guys in a truck follow her as she left the gas station. As she headed home, the truck followed. She drove random streets, and the entire time, the truck followed. She became certain she was in danger and called 911. They told her to go to nearby Walmart, stop in front, and not get out of her car. She did, and the truck followed. There were several cop cars waiting for her, and they arrested the truck driver, the guys in the truck. And she puts in capital letters, they both had warrants for sex trafficking. Let that sink in. Okay, I'm going to let that sink in. There might be a pause here. I don't want you to think the podcast stopped and it's over. So she wants us to let that sink in. So let me give some time and let that sink in. That they had warrants out for sex traffickers. Okay, I let it sink in, and she's full of shit. She's full of shit. If the guys in the truck really wanted her, they probably could have just got her at the gas station. You know, I don't really think that three cop cars in Orlando, which is really big, and there's a lot of shit going on in Orlando. I really don't think there was three cop cars outside the Walmart waiting for her to pull up so they can find out what's going on with this truck that might be following her. That they're sex traffickers. They both had warrants for sex trafficking. I don't know how she knew that. Maybe the cop said, hey, you're lucky. But these guys in this truck, you know, it's one of these women, you know, it's always like, hey, this guy followed me out to the parking lot. We've done these stories before. I, you know, threw my kids in the car. I locked the car. Thank God. This, that, you know, all of that stuff. There's always these stories, but they just change them around a little. Okay. You really think the cops were waiting? You really think this was all right, listen, there's a woman that thinks she might get followed by a truck. So we need three cop cars to go to the local Walmart and wait. She's going to pull up and pull up to the front, not get out of the car. As soon as she pulls up, that truck behind her, see what's going on. And what do you know? They have warrants out for sex trafficking. Never happened. You're full of shit. And you better hope your daughter doesn't see that. Go, Mom, why did you make that story up? Why did you put that out there? Okay, you make me look like a loser. Why are you saying that I didn't have time to go, but she went after work? Like anyone's going to comment, go, hey, you know what? Your fucking daughter deserved it. Why did she go to a gas station at 10:30 at night to get gas? 10:30 at night really isn't that late to go get gas. It's really not a problem. All the gas stations are well lit. There's fucking, you know, it really isn't a problem. There's not like it's deserted. You know, fucking 4 a.m, there's nobody around in this little gas station. You're in Orlando, there's fucking people everywhere. Okay, there was probably 7 other cars pumping, getting gas, 6 other people inside fucking walking around the aisles trying to pick up some shit to eat. All right, there's a lot of action going on at a fucking gas station in Orlando at 10:30 at night. But this truck, they're just waiting. Hey, look at that girl right there pumping the gas. Let's follow her because we're sex traffickers. Benjamin sent this one in. A bunch of different podcasts. I mean, a bunch of different vanity plates. One is, where the fuck am I here? On a big pickup truck, it says crazy for the number 4 SC. What is that? Crazy for SC. Is that crazy for a sucking cock? Is that maybe South Carolina? Crazy for South Carolina? Maybe SC is his girlfriend's initials. Crazy for SC. So I guess when they break up, he's going to look like a fucking stalker. Oh, it's actually, you know what I'm looking at? It's a California plate. So he's crazy for South. He's crazy for Southern California. That's his plate. So he's crazy for Southern California. That's great. The homeless, you know, 13% sales tax, $5.30 a gallon for gas, traffic everywhere, smog, earthquakes, weirdos, crime. But you're crazy for that part of the state. That's good. That's good. You got great weather. That's about it. But good for you. You're crazy for South. That's good that you put on a license plate that you like where you live. That's what that guy did. He got a license plate to say, hey, I like where I live. Remember those old bumper stickers people used to always have in that car? I love New York. Do you? Good for you. When I lived down in Florida as a kid, I remember that. I love New York bumper stickers. Then go there. Then why in Florida? Who gives a shit? You love your state? Good. Wow, I was really worried. I was wondering if you like your fucking state or not. I love New York. I'm crazy for Southern California. Another guy's got Jedi on his license plate. You know, when you have a license plate that says Jedi on it, you might as well have a bumper sticker above it that says, I have no interest, zero interest in getting laid. Jedi. Yeah, I guess, you know, I'm a nerd, wouldn't fit. Or maybe somebody else had that. That's good. I'm sure that fucking Jedi license plate's going to get them, you know, fucking a VIP parking at the next Comic-Con. Look at this. I love your license plate. Yeah, you can park up front. I'm a Star Wars fan. I hated the last two, but I loved the one before that. That was a good one. Ugh. What else we have here? Oh, he sent a picture of a bunch of, this is actually, this is about a year old, so it was during the whole fucking lockdown and all that bullshit. One guy would put on inside of his house, social distance day, 80, and every day he would change it. You know what I mean? That he would have to stay away from people. And he'd hang it outside of his house. And then underneath he wrote, Guess what day it is? Whoop, whoop. It's hump day. Only a fucking nerd like that would put something like that out there. Hey, it's social distance day 80 and then 81. Because I'm sure a lot of neighbors are going to go, hey, he didn't change it. I hope he didn't die in his house. You know, it's been on 80 for the last 3 days. You better go knock on his door, even though he doesn't want anyone near him. You better go knock on his door because he's still on 80. A guy like this that would put that out there and change it every day is a guy that would write, it's hump day. That means it's Wednesday because it's like halfway in the week. You get it? Yeah, I fucking get it. Whoop, whoop, it's hump day. Social distance day 80. Ugh. What a fucking asshole. I have a feeling that even before coronavirus, people were going out of their way to social distance from this fucking guy. I'd rather have a condemned sign hanging on my house than this. But no, that's, you know, he's great. He's got, you know, social distance day, whoop, whoop, and it's hump day on there. He managed to fit 3 retarded sayings on 1 sign. That's pretty impressive. You realize that that guy goes out every day and changes the number on that sign. You know, just to remind his neighbors about what a fucking asshole he is. Yeah, we know. We were all stuck inside. Okay? We get it. And you make sure you social distance. Don't you like that when people post that they went somewhere? A sweet social distance, of course. Social distancing, of course. It's a social distance. Ugh. Next plate he sent is bare arms. So this guy's bragging that he has the right to own a gun. He wants to let everybody know that. You know. Bare arms. It's good that you're bragging that you have guns. You know, how rare is that? I don't know anyone else that has guns but this guy. I guess the Second Amendment wouldn't fit. So I guess he got bare arms. Please have an accident with one of your guns. Please. Everybody knows you're allowed to fucking, you have the right to bear arms. Everybody knows the Constitution. You really didn't have to get it on a license plate. You didn't remind me of the Second Amendment. Am I supposed to be afraid of you because you got bare arms when you're driving down the road and you cut me off? Or you make some fucking douchebag move and should I beep the horn? Ah, nah, he's got bare arms. I guess he owns a gun. I better be afraid of him. Is that what you're trying to do? You're trying to intimidate people on the road? Ooh, I have a gun. And he also said, I saw a woman that has a license plate. It's Just Flow. JUSFLOW. You know, who the fuck knows? I'm sure it's some kind of nickname that her family gave her or whatever. Just Flow. But this woman is just like the ATM mom, ass-to-mouth mom. But she thinks, you know, she has to stop at ATM all the time to get more money out for her kids because she's basically an ATM for her kids. But she doesn't realize that every fucking creep out there knows it also means ass-to-mouth. So this woman would just flow. Does she realize that it also means something to do with your period? You know, could she only drive this car 5 days a month? I'd like to pull up to her and yell at the window, hey, what day on? Or maybe if it's an older woman, go, you still get your period? You still get a fucking flow going? I thought it dried up down there. And then she'd be mad, but I'm like, hey, I'm just commenting on the fucking dumb license plate you got. And also he sent in a picture, what's his face? Whatever his name is that sent to Benjamin, about a bunch of women posted on their Facebook page. This is during a lockdown. I guess it was probably like July 2020 is what it was. They took a picture, three of their SUVs hanging out in the parking lot. Of course, social distancing the trucks with their trunks open, and they're all just sitting at the edge of their trunk, 6 feet apart with social distancing, and they're talking. And it says, the picture says, when you're slowly losing your sanity, you find a time to ditch all the kids so you can meet in an empty parking lot with your friends. We met at 7 a.m., drank coffee, ate breakfast, and chatted while maintaining social distancing in the safety of our trucks. It was so needed and so wonderful with a little heart. They did a photo shoot of them sitting there. We're in our trucks talking, but we're apart. Even our trucks are apart. We just want to let everybody know. Nobody can give a shit. Oof. How much do you have to hate being a mother to leave your house before the sun comes up to drive to a parking lot and just sit in the trunk of your car? They couldn't have done this on FaceTime on their phones. Couldn't have done that. They had to drive somewhere just to sit in their cars. And then, someone's got to take a picture of this so we could post this on Facebook. Because, you know, we're barely getting outside and we're afraid of this virus. So, we got to get attention somehow. These women are probably the same ones who bitched at their husbands going to park on a tailgate before a game. Like, why? I don't understand. You just stand around? Why do you have to get there so early? They had to let everyone know that they're social distancing. Of course, they have to take a picture because it doesn't look. Listen, if you're going to go in a parking lot and you miss your friends and you want to talk to them and you can open your fucking, trunks and sit there, of course, apart, make sure you take a picture, because you don't take a picture, then it didn't happen. Like, why are we doing this? Why am I setting my alarm for fucking 6:35 a.m.? Stopping at the 7-Eleven, getting a cup of coffee and meeting these fucking dumb broads in a parking lot so we could park a few spots away so we're not right on top of each other and we could take a photo shoot. If we're going to do this, let's at least document it and let everyone know. Because I'm not going to get up that early if everybody doesn't know that this is what we're doing. And we're being safe. Let's make sure we put that in there. Because this is stupid if we don't let every one of our Facebook friends know. So let's make sure we do this photo shoot. Because if we don't let people know, we don't take any pictures, it never happened. Just remember that. It never happened if we don't take a picture. What were they expecting the comments to be with this picture? Great idea. Looks fun. I love it. I'm going to do that tomorrow with my friends. Is that the parking lot where the Walmart used to be? A great idea. Me and my hubby are going to do it this weekend with our friends. Yeah, did it catch on? Then all of a sudden people start going parking lots in that town and it's packed with fucking SUVs? Probably not. I could just see some fucking woman, one of her friends seeing that. Hey, honey, look what my girlfriends are doing. Look, this is a good idea. You want to call up some of your friends? We haven't seen them in a while. And you want to just, go in a parking lot and hang out and stay, fucking way apart? And we could talk to him? No. No, I don't want to do that. That sounds fucking stupid. Well, my girlfriends, look at the picture. Yeah, great. Yeah, wow. Oh, yeah, that's going to make me change my mind. Yeah, you know what? That does look fun. Yeah, that does. Yeah, I think that'll be a good idea. It's something to do. Get out of the house. We got to make sure we show that distance, though. Please, we have to social distance because then people are going to be mad We don't want any comments like, hey, how many of us social distancing? Please stay away. Ugh. All right. Billy sent this in. Jim, I found a few. All New York plates. One is Side Chick. This guy has on his car Side Chick. Now, I'm sure he means that this is his other car that he takes out on the weekends. Because it's some kind of sports car. I can't really tell by the emblem, by the fucking back here. Some kind of sports car, so I'm sure that, hey, this is my Side Chick. I keep it in the garage. I got a cover over it. I only take it out when it's nice just to show off that I'm successful. So I'm sure that, I'm thinking that's what it means. But, you know, if you think about it, this guy's actually smart because with that plate, there's no way his wife or girlfriend would ever drive that car. Imagine the look she'll get from people. No woman wants to be the Side Chick for too long. Okay? That just means that you're not good enough to be the main chick. That's all it is. The Side Chick might put up with it for a little while, believing the guy's lies, that they don't sleep in the same bed anymore, they're getting the divorce soon, I'm moving out next week, I'm just waiting, you know, for this apartment. I'm only in the house because of the kids, you know. And then one day the Side Chick has enough and either walks away or gets in touch with the wife and tells her. That's exactly what happens. Okay, so you don't want to be driving around, you know, even though it's a nice car, everyone's going to be looking at you. You got a little sports car, everyone's going to notice that car on the road, and you got Side Chick as a license plate, everyone's going to look at you. Wow, look at that woman there. She's pretty hot, and she puts up with a lot of shit. Everybody's making jokes, you know. Look at the guy got fucking Side Chick a car and she got a personalized license plate. She doesn't realize that guy's never leaving his wife. Okay? He doesn't sleep on the couch. He's not doing it for the kids. He's not waiting for that fucking apartment to come through. He's not waiting for that bonus that he's going to get from work and then he's going to move out. Okay? They don't sleep in separate bedrooms. And even if they do, they have no plans on getting divorced. Okay? He's not sleeping on the couch. Yeah, me and my wife, we haven't had sex in over a year. It's all lies. He loves it that he got you on the side. You're fun. He doesn't have to take you anywhere. All you guys are going to do is have sex and fucking sneak around. It's thrilling for both of you. He's got no thrills in his marriage. And he has no plans on leaving his wife. And that's the reason you're the fucking Side Chick.